The United States likes to define itself as a land of opportunities. Truly enough, there are people there capable of searching for and reaching the largest treasures, even at the expense of the disgrace of others. This without any remorse, since they are just pursuing the goal of seeking profit at any rate. A clear example has sprung up these days when news are increasingly leaking about the so-called zero-tolerance policy towards undocumented migrants, especially if they are children. This policy has become a source of profit for others. It just so happens that the minors who attempt to cross into the United States by themselves, not accompanied by their parents, that is, not under the supervision of their elders, are sent to concentration camps run by an enterprise known as Comprehensive Health Services, a branch of the Caliborn Group. At least 6 children have died in those concentration camps, the last one being a 10-year-old Salvadoran girl. This death may not be understood since the U.S. government pays CHS a huge amount of money to take care of each migrant child. From 7 July 2018 to 20 April of this year, the U.S. government paid CHS the amount of $222 million. That is some $800,000 per day to keep under proper operation those centers for the proper care of the imprisoned migrant children. Not less than 6 migrant children have died in those concentration camps, which means that the U.S. taxpayers paid $750 per children per day, something really incredible. A 5-star hotel charges in the United States between $520 and $600 per day, meaning that those unfortunate children could have been lodged at any of those truly comfortable institutions. Something really incredible. However, they do not receive even a toothbrush, a hair comb, or a bar of soap. The sanitary services are in shambles. Food is scarce and badly cooked, and many of the imprisoned children must sleep on the floor due to the absence of mattresses, pillows, and bed sheets. And where is that U.S. money going to, you may ask? The answer is simple: to the pockets of the Caliborn Group, operator of these concentration camps. One of the prominent members of the board is a former member of the U.S. Army Southern Command, former National Security Secretary, and for some time head of the White House cabinet, General John Kelly, now retired. Also sharing the profits are the former Under Secretary of State Richard Armitage, former Intelligence Director Michael Hayden, along with other former CIA and Defense Department officials. While these unscrupulous individuals get rich, the hungry, diseased children at those true concentration camps are nothing but pieces of the gold mine to get rich, even if it means their deaths. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Pérez.